And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Tommy Morrison.
The boxer?
The boxer.
Wasn't he AIDS'd?
Yes.
Remember that?
Had the HIV and then went into full denial. His quote was, HIV is a myth. But doctors refuted that and said, no, you've got HIV. But
he's still with us?
He's still with us, but I have no idea what he's doing or how he's doing.
Maybe he was right. That he doesn't have it.
Maybe. Well, I was very interested in a story that broke while we were on vacation. As you know, the theatrical bane of my existence has long been the movie Rudy. I've never understood how such a spare player's story, a player with no obvious handicap other than his ability, was motion picture worthy. And I've always been amazed by the millions who were suckered in by whatever the story was. Well, we come to find out that Rudy Rudiger was not only a fraud of a movie, he's a fraud in real life. He's up on charges from the Security and Exchange Commission that he's devised a scheme to deceive investors into buying stock in his sports drink company called Rudy Nutrition.
I don't know. Sounds like a pretty good nutrition.
Yeah, it sounds like something that could really help you.
The SEC says Rudy used the pump and dump stock technique, artificially inflating the value of his company's stock and then selling to investors unregistered shares. He has agreed to pay $400,000 in damages and fines, so I guess that's admitting his guilt. And I'm sure somewhere this incident will be turned into a feel-good story of redemption. I can see the movie now, Rudy 2, Rudy Sacks the SEC. It's right around the corner.
Now, I'm the only one. Have you guys met Rudy Rudiger?
No.
No.
I have no interest.
Where'd you meet him?
I had dinner with him one night. This is going to be an odd mixture of people, but it was me, June Jones, Rudy Rudiger, Daryl the Moose Johnston, and Gary Cogill.
What the heck was that all about?
And our buddy Don Winspear. We all had dinner together. And
did Rudy tell old Fighting Irish war stories? And
he explained to me about something called a pump and dump scandal. Do you guys know anything about this?
By the way, I loved it about a year ago when Joe Montana completely dispelled the Rudy myth. When he said, no, we never went into Dan Devine's office and threw down our uniforms and demanded Rudy get to play, and we didn't carry him off the field on our shoulders.
Why
and we didn't.
Does Joe Montana want to ruin the magic for everyone?
Because no magic.
He didn't know the guy was on the team.
It was magical.
There was no magic.
It's an inspiring story.
Incredibly souped up for movie land.
And he went on to be a great investor and made a lot of money.
All right, disturbing numbers from the Cowboys' 8-8 season. They had only 5 rushing touchdowns this year, second fewest in the league. It's hard to have that few, isn't it?
Yeah, that's bad.
The secondary came up with only 10 interceptions combined, and the secondary had 0 interceptions in the last 5 games. In fact, linebacker Sean Lee had the only interception for the team in the last 5 games.
That's terrible.
And the offensive line gave up 36 sacks, the most Romo has been sacked in a season since 2006.
That dude's taken a beating the last 2 years.
The Rangers will be without douchey C.J. Wilson next year, but they may be bringing in another C.J. type, Yu Darvish. Is/was married to a hot Japanese actress. He's posed nude for Japanese magazines, and he blogs about himself often. His last entry told everyone about the kick-ass supplements he takes, and he described himself as weird.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Japanese CJ coming to town.
Kim Jong-il passed away while we were on vacation.
Good. I mean, indeed.
Did you know that the North Korean government regularly issued reports as to his athletic prowess during his tenure as the country's leader?
Oh, yeah. The world lost its greatest golfer.
Yeah. Many years ago, they reported that he once shot 38 under par with 11 aces during a round of golf.
Oh, my God.
11 holes in one. One round of golf. And the kicker is, it was his first time to play. And they say that it, and you may be thinking, oh, they're lying about this, but it was witnessed by 17 of his bodyguards.
Okay.
And they say in later years, when his golf ability started to decline, he would only have 3 or 4 holes in one per round.
Isn't that unbelievable? Oh,
they also once reported in his first attempt at bowling, he bowled a perfect 300.
Really? Man.
I love that bit they had. If it wasn't for the whole oppressing the people and letting them starve to death over there, that would be a funny country.
Mm-hmm. We had the worst statistical debut ever by an NBA number one overall pick last week when Cleveland's Kyrie Irving out of Duke shot 2 for 12 in his first game, 167 shooting percentage.
Kyrie.
He has since picked it up and he's now shooting 41% for the season. Sports Illustrated polled NHL players and asked them who the most underrated player in the league was. Finishing first, Stars winger Louis Erickson.
Mm-hmm.
Finishing second, Stars winger Jamie Benn.
All right.
So the Stars have, according to their NHL peers, the two most underrated players in the game. Hospital protocol may be changing, but it's too slow for Doreen Wallace, who fell in the lobby of the Greater Niagara General Hospital in Ontario in October. She broke her hip. Though it was less than 150 feet from the lobby to the emergency room, hospital personnel, following rules, instructed her to call an ambulance to take her around to the ER, though the nearest such ambulance was in the next city and it didn't arrive for 30 pain-filled minutes.
All right, don't tell me that Canada has it figured out in healthcare then.
Hospital officials said they would handle things better in the future.
I'm sorry,
sir, it's our policy.
Yes, call the ambulance.
You need to read about our policy.
And finally, a mechanic was removing a cylinder head from the motor of a Harley motorcycle when he spotted a well-known cardiologist in his shop. The cardiologist was there waiting for the service manager to come and take a look at his bike when the mechanic shouted across the garage, "Hey, Doc, you want to take a look at this?" Cardiologist, a bit surprised, walked over to where the mechanic was working on the motorcycle. The mechanic straightened up, wiped his hands on a rag, and asked, "So, Doc, look at this engine. I open its heart, I take the valves out, repair any damage, then I put them back in, and when I finish, it works like new. So how come I make 60 grand a year, and you make about $1 million, when you and I are basically doing the same work?" The cardiologist smiled, paused, leaned over, and then whispered, "Try doing it with the engine running."
Good point. He's got a point.
That is the very first edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting here in 2012. I hope everyone enjoyed being a part of history.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Those bears talking.
Thank you, Junior, for that historic moment. 7:52 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The